Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 11th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's an overcast morning. We've had some rain for which we're thankful. It looks like we'll get some more. And it's a real joy to take a few moments now and share the message that we spent the morning preparing. Actually, I worked on this last night as well. Today's message is titled, The Everlasting God. Scripture text is a powerful, powerful verse from Isaiah 40, verse 28.
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
Yesterday we attended the celebration service for a friend of ours we had met in 2001 through our chaplain ministry. For the last several years, Craig, 49 years old, had a debilitating disease which progressively weakened his strong, athletic body. I mentioned his passing briefly yesterday in a footnote. The service was an outstanding recognition of a life lived well and for the glory of God. It was one of those services you leave with a strong sense of the presence of God and the joyful reminder of what we have to look forward to when we're promoted to God's eternal kingdom. Let's share a little bit today about the service in memory of Greg and to honor his family.
While our spirits were so uplifted as we began to sing with blended voices the time-honored hymns like Great is Thy Faithfulness, which happens to be my favorite, and Amazing Grace. When we sang the great classic hymn, How Great Thou Art, a key change came just before we came to the final verse, which only added to the intensity of which believers felt in this kind of setting. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation, and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. While our voices swelled in the midst of the glorious presence of the Holy Spirit, as we proclaimed together in song and imagine the future scene within our hearts, then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, My God, how great thou art. All ages were represented with a wide variety of denominational backgrounds and different musical tastes. But all these differences blended together into a precious, harmonious unity as we worshiped together the living God.
There were many touching tributes in the funeral service, and most heartrending were the tributes by his two older children, who, though they struggled emotionally, pressed on to express their tremendous love and esteem for their dad.
Well, Craig had a vision for a stained-glassed cross for the front of their new church sanctuary, but his disease had so limited his motor skills that he was unable to use his hands. Determined to the end, he painstakingly described the intricate project piece by piece, and Katie, his 19-year-old daughter, essentially became his hands, and they completed the project just this summer. Just looking at the stained-glass cross on the front wall of the sanctuary, and knowing the story behind it was so moving during the service.
As Craig's disease progressed, he needed to wear an oxygen mask, and his daughter described removing the mask for a moment so her dad could speak, and he resolutely declared, Praise the Lord. That's genuine faith that we all hope to experience till we draw our last breath, no matter what way God chooses for us to leave these mortal bodies.
Well, early in the service, Pastor Joe Scherer, a friend of ours, acknowledged the mystery of God's ways, as many people had been praying fervently for Craig's healing here on earth. Well, we appreciate that type of candid honesty from a pastor. We've been in that situation ourselves. Of course, we don't understand. And the latter part of today's portion states, His understanding no one can fathom. What blessed consolation to know that even when we don't see physical healing on this side, we can be confident that believers will experience healing in its fullness on the other side.
Well, I want to especially feed on one phrase from today's scripture portion. the Lord is the everlasting God. These words were written some 2,700 years ago. Let us declare along with the prophet of God and the people of faith through all the ages, including our own. The Lord is the everlasting God. For the last couple days, there's been a song in my heart. I believe I first heard it last week at our minister's retreat. It's a song titled Everlasting God. And here's one of the lines from that song, and we have a musical link, an audio link up on the website today as well, a full-length version of this song. But I think these words are so powerful. One thing I know that I have found through all the troubles that surround, you are the rock that never fails. You never fail. You never change. You're still the same. You are the everlasting God. You will remain after the day is gone, things of earth have passed, everlasting God.
And let's pray to our everlasting Father. Father, though life is full of many changes, and though challenges are always before us, we walk not in our own strength, but in your strength, for you never grow tired or weary. You understand the happenings in our lives and how they are working for our eternal good, even when we are perplexed or struggling to trust your plan. Thank you, Father, for giving us hope, not in the present circumstance, but in your sovereign will for our lives. It is you who renews our strength so that we can soar on wings like eagles who rise above the storm clouds. As we, by faith, rise above the troubling circumstances of life, we will walk steadily without falling, for you walk alongside us and you uphold us with your loving hand. Thank you, Father. Amen. Just a brief note I want to share with our listeners today. As we shared our reflections about Craig's devoted life and how God saw him through the best, I know, my goodness, he had a wonderful life and his four children and his devoted wife. And God also saw him through the worst of times. I thought about the daily encouragement readers who are confined to their beds or wheelchairs today. We hear from those of you who've been injured in accidents or stricken with a debilitating disease. And there are some of you listening to us right now because you're unable to read the screen. May God give you a special word this day, as his promises are for all his people who patiently trust him. He will provide for whatever need you have and sustain you physically, emotionally, and spiritually as you continue to trust him with all your heart.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that, Brooksine. Hey, we're both still touched from yesterday's service and just considering the mysteries of life. First met Greg about 6 years ago when we worked at a company, and I would visit him, and vibrant man. I remember turning around and we'd chat for a few moments from his desk. I know this is not what we planned in life, but thank God for the confidence we can have that God is always good. He's good all the time. Well, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and on the site today we have a picture of that beautiful cross that Craig and his daughter completed this summer. And the Mountjoy Mennonite Church, actually, is the church that Craig was a member of. We also have on the site today a photo of a friend we had over last night, Junebug, that we're saying farewell to. So we're a little bit sad because of that. He's moving back to Puerto Rico, his native, what would be called a land, I guess a state, but it's not a state. But what a great friend he's been the last several years as well. So I have a beautiful photo of a flower arrangement took yesterday just along the road. Somebody selling, fresh flowers at a roadside stand. And we do also have a couple audio links up today. We have that song that we referred to, Faithful, not Faithful God, Everlasting God today. There's another great song called Faithful God. And also have, if you're interested, some information if you care to order the song on CD or DVD. Well, thank you for joining us today in our podcast. We're blessed at this opportunity we have from our now little outbuilding barn type office to share God's word and hopefully encourage people all over the world. So you be encouraged today and stay faithful.